Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Friday, January 17th, 2020. I'm Stacey Cohen, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by the Founders Trade and Post, featuring our very own gourmet coffee, Capuchin Dark Roast in whole bean and fresh ground. Start your morning like a crusader with a fresh brewed cup of Capuchin Dark Roast coffee, available at mikechurch.com/shop. Here's what to listen for this hour. There were American injuries from Iran's rocket attack. Still no word on witnesses for President Trump's impeachment trial. And Demi Lovato, she's got a really good agent. She's booked for back-to-back major gigs. 11 U.S. service members were flown out of Iraq and treated for concussion symptoms after Iran's rocket attack targeting Iraqi military bases earlier this month. This according to a spokesman for U.S. Central Command, and they revealed this Thursday night. President Trump and U.S. officials had said earlier that no Americans were killed or injured in the January 8th attack. Several U.S. troops were treated for concussion symptoms from the blast, and they're still being assessed. As a standard procedure, all personnel in the vicinity of a blast are screened for traumatic brain injury, and if deemed appropriate, they're transported to a higher level of care. Captain Bill Urban, the Central Command spokesman, said this on Thursday. The explosions at the base about 110 miles west of Baghdad created large craters. They knocked over concrete barriers and destroyed facilities that housed dozens of soldiers. U.S. senators settled into their political foxholes on Thursday upon the kickoff of President Trump's historic impeachment trial, saying they would take their duties as jurors seriously, while also declaring that the upcoming proceedings were either depending upon their party, necessary to save the country, or a complete waste of time. "I'm ready for this trial to end," South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham told ABC News. "And all the evidence I've seen has nothing to do with the facts as far as I'm concerned." If there was any doubt of the hyperpartisan atmosphere, Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer of New York declared, "We want the truth," and maybe some Republicans would rise to the occasion. Quote of the day, "So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring worries of its own. Today's trouble is enough for today." Matthew 6:34. Coming up, our saint of the day, he pointed out that all rhetoric, all arguments, no matter how complex, how well-founded, were created by human beings. But faith was created by God. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hey, dude, do you know someone who's a coffee snob who thinks a gourmet coffee is poured by purple-headed baristas at a $4 cafe? Well, grab your pal by the man bun and lead him over to the Founders Trading Post, where we feature the finest and tastiest hand-roasted coffees in all of America, including our newest edition, Abbey Roast, from the Benedictine Brothers of Our Lady of Guadalupe Monastery in Silver City, New Mexico. Brother Bernard hand-roasts 9 unique blends of coffee, including their award-winning Brazilian Roast, their ultra-robust French Roast, and the aromatic Espresso Roast. We carry all of the Abbey Roast coffees and are proud to assist Brother Bernard and the Benedictine monks in their mission. Buy a bag or 9 of craft roasted Abbey Roast coffee today by heading to mikechurch.com/coffee or order by phone at 844-527-8723.
Our saint of the day is Saint Anthony. Anthony's whole life was not one of observing, but of becoming. When his parents died, he was 18 or 20. He inherited their 300 acres of land and the responsibility for a young sister. One day in church, he heard Matthew 19:21. "If you wish to be perfect, go, sell your possessions, and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." Not content to sit still and meditate and reflect on Jesus' words, he walked out the door of the church right away and gave away all of his property, except what he and his sister needed to live on. On hearing Matthew 6:34, "So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring worries of its own. Today's trouble is enough for today," he gave away everything else, entrusted his sister to a convent, and went outside the village to live a life of praying, fasting, and manual labor. It wasn't enough to listen to words. He had to become what Jesus said. Every time he heard of a holy person, he would travel to see that person. But he wasn't looking for words of wisdom. he was looking to become. So if he admired a person's constancy in prayer or courtesy or patience, he would imitate it. Then he would return home. He pointed out that all rhetoric, all arguments, no matter how complex, how well-founded, were created by human beings. But faith was created by God. If they wanted to follow the greatest ideal, they should follow their faith. Anthony died when he was 105 years old. President Trump issued some new guidance on Thursday, asserting a First Amendment right of students to pray in public schools across the United States. The president, as he looks to gain more support from evangelical Christians, typically one of his most loyal constituencies, is also taking steps to make it easier for religious organizations to gain access to federal programs. "We will not let anyone push God from the public square," Trump said Thursday afternoon, speaking from the Oval Office on National Religious Freedom Day, where he welcomed students from Christian, Jewish, and Muslim backgrounds. "We will uphold religious liberty for all, and I want to thank you all." A South Carolina judge has sentenced a woman to 25 years in prison after she admitted to poisoning her husband by inserting eye drops into his drinking water. Lana Clayton pleaded guilty in a York County courthouse to voluntary manslaughter and tampering with food or drug charges related to the July 21, 2018 killing of Stephen Clayton. Lana Clayton, 53, admitted to cops that she placed droplets of eye drop liquid in her husband's water glass starting 2 days before his death. Stephen Clayton, 64, was believed to have originally died from natural causes. However, medical examiners found high levels of a chemical that's found in eye drops, which constricts blood vessels in the system during the autopsy. Well, it looks like the next 30 days are shaping up to be a big deal for Demi Lovato. She must have a great agent after announcing that she'll be performing on the Grammys on January 26. She's now being tapped to sing the national anthem at the Super Bowl just a few days later. This means that the Super Bowl halftime entertainment and the national anthem will all be performed by Latina women. Jennifer Lopez and Shakira are the stars of the halftime show. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.